Dictation for Caroline Scott, S-C-O-T-T, November 10, 45. Address as a letter to Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 583, 583, one more time, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, consultation Mrs. Scott, progressive renal failure, elevated calcium, does have underlying diastolic tight congestive heart failure and atrial fibrillation, used to follow with CHF clinic, Mrs. Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A, does not follow a restricted sodium or fluid. She has obesity, feeling thirsty, probably from calcium, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no esophageal reflux, abdominal pain, diarrhea, bleeding, some urinary frequency and nocturia, no cloudiness or blood, some incontinence, which is chronic, no infection, remote history of kidney stones, the last one 4 or 5 years ago, doesn't know the type, apparently calcium. She has stopped drinking Diet Coke 4 or 5 years with improvement. Denies edema, claudication symptoms, denies numbness, tingling, burning, no chest pain, palpitation, no orthopnea, PND, does have sleep apnea, unable to use the CPAP machine, feeling like suffocating, denies the use of oxygen or inhalers. Next paragraph, past medical history, atrial fibrillation, diastolic dysfunction, hypertension. Hyperlipidemia. Kidney stones, calcium type, sleep apnea, obesity, esophageal reflux. She denies coronary artery disease, denies rheumatic fever endocarditis, no pacemaker, no TIS stroke, no event thrombosis pulmonary embolism. Did receive blood transfusion a few years back, doesn't know the why. Denies pneumonia, liver disease, denies gout. Next paragraph, other diagnosis, breast cancer. Next paragraph, surgeries, left mastectomy, gallbladder, lithotripsy, bilateral carpal tunnel, right knee scope, bilateral wrist fracture requiring surgery, hardware on the right side removed, has a plate on the left, bilateral lens implant and rotator cuff repair on the right side. Next paragraph, reported side effect to adhesive tape and latex. Next paragraph, medications include Eliquis, aspirin, lisinopril, lovastatin, prilosec, metoprolol, Lasix, Farxiga. This was added for CHF, not for diabetes. Next paragraph, she starts smoking age 16, 17, 2 packs per day, discontinued 1997. Social alcohol intake, discontinued 20 years ago. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. She has a son and a daughter, healthy. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 247. Blood pressure on the right side, 130 over 80. Not done on the left because of the breast cancer. Obesity, alert oriented intestine 3, hard of hearing, normal speech, lens implant, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, lungs clear, heart rate in the 70s, appears regular, no pericardial rap, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness, no masses, no palpable liver spleen ascites, no major edema or focal deficits. Next paragraph. Recent chemistries. From October, there has been progressive rising of creatinine. A year ago, normal between 0.7 and 0.9. Since then, has been 1.3, 1.7, 2, and presently 1.98. Calcium high for the last 1 year. It was normal 9.7 and now persistently 10.9, 10.6, 10.4, 11.9, 11.3. Normal sodium potassium, presently normal acid base, previously mild metabolic acidosis, normal albumin phosphorus, present GFR 25, normal glucose. No anemia, normal platelet count, no evidence of protein in the urine, protein creatinine ratio less than 0.2. I send for monoclonal protein and free light change, which appears to be negative. PTH has been high a month ago, 63, presently 96, which is inappropriate given the high calcium. Normal A1C, no diabetes, no elevation of cholesterol, last LDL of 67. The last echo is from November, preserved ejection fraction. That has, however, dilated inferior vena cava, dilated right and left atrium, and moderate to severe tricuspid regurgitation. There has been at least moderate pulmonary hypertension. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease, at least over the last 1 year, probably related to elevated calcium. There has been no activity in the urine blood protein of cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis, vasculitis, or interstitial nephritis. Presently, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema, no decomposition of CHF. Given the upper normal PTH or elevated, we are going to look for primary hyperparathyroidism. We are going to need to do a nuclear medicine scan of the parathyroid gland. I'm stopping any sources of calcium or vitamin D. Given her underlying CHF, of course, cardiorenal syndrome needs to be assessed. Clinically appears to be compensated. It's been 1 year since the last echo. This will be updated. All issues discussed with the patient will follow with you and the dictation.